أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله وبيه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, I would like to congratulate all of you by Eid al-Fitr al-Mubarak. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah make this Eid Mubarak for all the Ummah and bless all the Ummah, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive all our sins and accept us amongst us salihin and accept our deeds, inshallah ta'ala. And I just like to remind myself and all of you, whoever fail to fast one day in the month of Ramadan or couple of days, remember that you are obligated to feed a poor or indigent for every single day you ate in Ramadan. That is the first duty for the Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. And today, inshaAllah, we will review some questions because people confuse about the 6 days. I just like to clear it, inshaAllah ta'ala, based to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic hadith in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the sanad sahih, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu ardaah, an Aisha radiyallahu anhu ardaah, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sama Ramadan thumma adba'ahu bisittin min shawwal ka'annama sama ad-dahra kulla, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever fast Ramadan and follow with another 6 days, follow Ramadan with another 6 days of Shawwal, Allah will consider him, or Allah تبارك وتعالى give him a credit like he fasting the whole year. Based around this hadith, we have some questions, inshallah ta'ala, we need to answer it. The hadith clearly stated for all of us, whoever fast Ramadan and follow up with 6 days from the Shawwal, the question is, in order to fast the 6 days of Shawwal, has to be continuously after Ramadan, like you start and you must finish the 6 days, or you could cut it a pieces? Hadith again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fast Ramadan and follow Ramadan with another 6 days from Shawwal, meaning in the hadith that the 6 days of Shawwal connected to Ramadan, because he said whoever fast Ramadan and continue to fast 6 days from Shawwal, meaning the 6 days are connected to Ramadan, because whoever gonna do this action in Islam, Allah will give him credit like he fasted the whole year. Bye. Excuse me. Shall I fast all of them one time just after the Eid, or I could fast couple of days and I break it, and another 2 days, another day here, another day within the day of the month of Ramadan? We have a couple of questions related to this hadith. Somebody missed couple of days in Ramadan, fard. He was sick. He was a traveler. Okay. When he finished the month of Ramadan will be finished. which one has a priority to pay back the fard which you missed in Ramadan, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, the woman she was in menses for 10 days after Ramadan is over, which one you have to start? Shall I go and fast first the fard which I missed in Ramadan, or I, because of the short time, the 6 days must be fasting in which month? Must be in Shawwal. I, if I win a pay back any days I miss it in Ramadan, and I went to fast these days after Ramadan, when you can pay these days? Up to the second Ramadan, right or not? You still have the chance to pay, sister. For example, 10 days, 2 weeks, she ate in Ramadan, and she need to pay back in after Ramadan to fast these days which she missed. She still have a gap of time until the second Ramadan. So all of us, we know, some people they said, I'm going to postpone it until the winter time, Sheikh Saeed, because the Maghrib time will be 4:45, so the day will be very short. You have to be smart, man. Some people they said that, okay. But let me compare, actually find which one has a priority first. Shall I pray, I fast the fard first or the 6 days? Yalla, listen, Sheikh Saeed, he said the fard first. How about Sheikh Yusuf?
6 days.
6 days. Fard. 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 Whoever say fard, raise your hand. MashaAllah, they have the majority here. Tayyib. The ilmi, you have to be honest. The ulama are divided to two groups. The first group of the ulama, he said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the Muslim for the fard, and the 6 days is what? Nafila, sunnah. Nafila. If somebody did not fast the 6 days, Allah will send him to the hellfire. But you're losing what? The reward. That is the situation in Nafila. Hi. The first group of ulama said fard must be paid, because hadith, a man came, hadith al-Bukhari, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Rasulullah, ummi qad matat wa alayha nadhr. صيام الفرض هل أسد الدين عنها. The man came and asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, my mother, she passed away and she had a vow, or she gave Allah تبارك وتعالى promise, she was sick in Ramadan, if Allah will give her a healing or recovery to pay these days after Ramadan, but she passed away. Can I go and I pay the loan for my mother, because he considers his mother what? She owe Allah. She owe Allah these days. Can I pay this loan for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because my mother, she promised to pay back these days after Ramadan. Can I go and pay for my mother? Can I fast instead her? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered him with another question. قال أو كنت أو كان أو كانت أمك قال اقترضت دينا هل تسد الدين عن أمك. The Prophet, he answered him and he told him صلى الله عليه وسلم, if your mother, she borrow a money and she passed away and she owe this money to somebody, are you going to pay the loan instead your mother? The companion said, yes, I will pay. قال إن الله أحق أن يسد ديني, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah has a priority to pay his loan, because his mother, she owe Allah these days in the month of Ramadan. So Allah has a priority to pay back to Allah تبارك وتعالى therefore from this hadith the ulama said the fard must be paid first priority. Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever he was at sick or a traveler, فَعِدَّةٌ it's mean another days of the month of Ramadan, you must pay these days back to Allah تبارك وتعالى. You have to fast these days. So the first group of ulama, they said what? To pay back the fard first. Fard first. After Ramadan, if you miss couple of days in Ramadan or the whole month and Allah give you shifa, or you came back from your traveling, from your journey, you pay the fard first. That is the first group of ulama. The second group of ulama said no, the 6 days should take in place first. As Brother Yusuf said, 6 days should be paid first. Why? Because they said that the 6 days must be where من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بستة أيام من شوال. Whoever fast Ramadan and follow or continue to fast 6 days from Shawwal, from Shawwal. So the 6 days should be where? When? In Shawwal. And Shawwal is a short time. And they give different explanation. I don't want to give you headache about that. A woman, for example, in Ramadan, she missed like 2 weeks or 3 weeks in Ramadan. If she start with a fard, she may not able to fast the 6 days in Shawwal, because if she concentrate in fard, somebody was sick, for example, in Ramadan, sick for 3 weeks. If he start right after him and Allah give him shifa by the end of Ramadan, if he start to pay this back after Ramadan, the 3 weeks, he may not be able to what? To fast these 6 days. So the ulama said, you have a short time only to fast the 6 days, which has to be within the month of Shawwal. Therefore, under the fard, you could pay the fard for the whole year before the second Ramadan. So the second group of ulama, they said priority to fast the 6 days before the fard. And your niyyah are very important. Your niyyah are very important. You intend to obey the fard, but if something happened to you, such as you die, Allah, He knows your niyyah that you want to fast. You don't want to escape from these days, but 6 days in Shawwal must be paid. Therefore, the second group of ulama, they say the six days comes first. The ulama, to be honest with you, elect the second opinion. Elect the second opinions to pay, because the 6 day has a special case. The Prophet said, whoever fasted that Ramadan and follow with the 6 days, or continue to fast the 6 days, he will be like what? Allah will give him a credit like he fasted the whole year. So that is actually the ulama, and the majority of the ulama, they say the second opinion come first before the second, and both of the opinion are what? Accepted. Based, it's upon to you, inshallah ta'ala. If you want to start with the fard, that inshallah, make a sure to catch these 6 days. Alright? And if you wanted to start with a nafila, which is a 6 days, you could do that, inshallah ta'ala, and you still have a blended time to fast the fard again. Second question. هل يشترط النية every night in order to fast these 6 days? Is the نية are condition here in order to renew your نية every single day of the 6 days? We concentrate now. Concentrate in the 6 days. Is that obligation you must renew your نية for every single day in the 6 days? Or is not important? Somebody, for example, wake up in the morning, and when he wake up in the morning after he prayed the Fajr, he sleep. He did not combine his niyyah
to fast this day and consider it is a day from Shawwal. He wake up 10 o'clock and he did not eat anything, he did not drink anything. Can he say, concentrate with me, yarhamuk Allah. Can he say, after he wake up and he found himself at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, subhanallah, I'm 11 o'clock, I still have few hours to continue. Let me make my niyyah 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock to continue this day, to be considered one of the 6 days in Shawwal. Can we do that? Say, concentrate, because you're not gonna find anybody open these questions except those who receive mercy from Allah. Then the community need such a kind of question like that. Therefore, the ilm are very important. As you know, some of the ulama, they said yes. Based what? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, he came to Aisha before Zuhr. He was before Zuhr, after the sunrise. We have two things in order to answer this question. We need to bring these two questions or two conditions. In Ramadan, if you remember me, when I give you the class in this masjid, I said Ummul Mu'minin Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet sallam, she mentioned hadith from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma warda. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري ومسلم من لم يجمع الصيام من الليل فلا صيام له. Whoever doesn't combine his niyyah every single night in Ramadan, from the night, every single night, he doesn't combine his niyyah daily, no valid siyam for him. You remember this hadith? Therefore, the ulama said obligation for the Muslim in Ramadan, he must combine his niyyah every single night, because every day in Ramadan is a special project. Every day in Ramadan is a special project. You don't know. You may all wake up in the morning and you found yourself sick. You found yourself run to the doctor. You find yourself are somebody passed away and you need to travel. So you're gonna eat. The Sharia permit you to eat. So every single day of Ramadan, you combine your niyyah, your intention in the night. Some of the ulama said one single niyyah, like Imam Malik rahimahullah, one time you combine all your niyyah in the beginning of Ramadan, and this will be enough for you. But majority of the ulama, they said based on hadith Hafsa from Abdullah ibn Umar, he said whoever doesn't combine his niyyah every single night in Ramadan, the fasting is not valid. Put this hadith on the side. The second condition, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, he came to Aisha before Zuhr radiallahu anha warda. قال يا عائشة هل عندكم طعام. It was not in Ramadan, after Ramadan. He came to Aisha and he told her, يا عائشة هل عندكم طعام, do you have food? فقالت يا رسول الله والله we don't have food. رسول الله, he doesn't have what? He doesn't have food in his house. والله we don't have any food. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني صائم. Oh my Lord, I intend to fast. I'm fasting. It was after what? After the sunrise, before the Zuhr time. You cannot do that after the Zuhr. Has to be before the Zuhr. Based on these two hadiths, the ulama, the first group of ulama, here is it. The Prophet, he came and asked about food, and then after that Aisha, she said no food. He said I'm fasting. So the ulama from this time, if you need in general in nafila to fast any day and he did not eat anything. He did not drink anything after the Fajr and any time before the Zuhr. And you did not eat anything or you put anything in your mouth. You have right to what? To fast that day. And this day will be counted for you as a day of fasting, as a nafila. Clear? Or you still clear, Sheikh? Clear? All of us, we got it? Okay. So anyone wake up after the Fajr, after the sunrise, and he did not eat, he did not drink, and he said, you know, subhanallah, I feel like I'm fasting today, let me go and fast. This fast will be valid and will be counted for him as a day of nafila, contribution. Based on this hadith, the people, the ulama, they make measurement. I said, why not? In the 6 days of Shawwal, I could do the same thing. I could wake up in the morning, I adjust the alarm is not working. I wake up and I found myself 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. He said, the Rasulullah did that. Let me do go and fast this day, and this day your niyyah to fast the day of Shawwal for these 6 days. Second group of ulama said, no, it's not valid in this situation. It's not valid. Why? This group of ulama said, no, it's not valid with the 6 days. He said, why? He said, because the Prophet ﷺ, again, to bring the hadith, the Prophet, he connected, concentrate with me, rahamukallah, he connected the 6 days with what? With Ramadan. He connected with Ramadan. Whoever fasted on Ramadan and follow up with another 6 days from the Shawwal, Allah will give him a credit like he fasted the whole year. So the Prophet ﷺ, he connected the 6 days with Ramadan in order to get a credit for the whole year. Therefore, in Ramadan, if you connected and you attach these 6 days to Ramadan, so the niyyah must be issued and processed before the Fajr time. You got it, inshallah. The second group of ulama, they say, if the Prophet, he mentioned Ramadan and the 6 days together in order to fast the whole year, meaning the rule and regulation in Ramadan, it should be carried from Ramadan to the 6 days. And in Ramadan, every day in Ramadan, I wake up in the night to eat what? Suhoor. That's your niyyah. So the 6 days, the ulama said, because it attached to Ramadan, whoever fast Ramadan and follow or continue to fast 6 days from Shawwal, Allah, he will give him a credit like he fasted the whole year. Therefore, the rule and regulation in Ramadan should be the same rule and regulation in 6 days of Shawwal. Therefore, whoever fasted the 6 days of the Shawwal continuously or separate, you must renew your niyyah when? Before the Fajr or after the Fajr? Before the Fajr. And that is the most authentic. 6 days of Shawwal are fixed from the Prophet. Nafila, when the Prophet came and asked for food, it was after Ramadan, and it is Nafila contribution voluntarily to go and fast that day. It could be any day of the week. You don't need to combine your niyyah before Fajr. You could make it your niyyah after the Fajr. If it will be voluntarily from you to fast any day after the month of Ramadan. Clear? Clear, inshallah. But the Prophet, when he mentioned the hadith, what? Whoever fast Ramadan and the word of and mean what, Sheikh Saeed? And to fast 6 days, that means you connect the 6 days with Ramadan. Therefore, the ulama said the best authentic opinion, you must renew your niyyah for every single day of Sha'ban, Sheikh Abdullah, of Shawwal. Every single day, you have to renew your niyyah exactly the same like Ramadan. Totally different if you want to wake up and you want to fast that day voluntarily. Any day is not Arafah is not Ashura, is not so and so. Even in Arafah, you must combine your niyyah before the Fajr to fast the day of Arafah. Even in Ashura, you must combine your niyyah before the Fajr time. But any day, voluntarily, you wanna fast it, Tuesday, Wednesday, anything like this, it could be, you could make it after the sunrise. You could say, inshallah, I feel like I'm strong today, let me go and fast this day. You don't need to combine your niyyah in the night time, because the Prophet, he did what? He did the same way. The Prophet voluntarily. Do you have food, Ya Aisha? No, we don't have food, Ya Rasulullah. He said, I'm fasting. It was a regular day. But the Prophet, he mentioned Arafah. That means the niyyah must be before night, in the night before Fajr. The Prophet, he mentioned Ashura, the day of Ashura, right? 10th of Al-Muharram. That means the niyyah should be what? Published when? Before Fajr. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So you cannot carry the same rule at all. The third question. As we know and we learn now, I could fast the 6 days together continuously, or I break it. Why I could break it? Because the Prophet, when he mentioned the hadith and he followed Ramadan with 6 days of Shawwal, the Prophet, he put it as a nakira. Nakira, he said, and he followed with a 6 days. Could be the first 6 days, could be the 6 day in the middle of the month, could be the 6 days in the last 10 days of the month. What is the proof? Sheikh Yusuf, give me the pen. Give me the pen. In Arabic language, اعطني القلم. He has no doubt. He has no doubt. Because I told him what? Give me the pen. Give me the book. When I told you, Sheikh Yusuf, give me the book. So this is going, you know, touch it, and this is that book, it's been the Quran. But when I told you, Sheikh Yusuf, give me a book, اعطيني كتاب. Sheikh Yusuf, you should ask me and ask me to tell me what kind of book you want. It could be Quran, it could be Bukhari, it could be Tafsir, it could be, because I told him what? Give me a book. But when I told the Sheikh Yusuf, I told him, اعطني الكتاب الالف لام الكتاب. Give me the book. So it's known to him what? It is the Quran. It's known to him what? Al-Bukhari. Because he knows when I put alif lam, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. When Allah تبارك وتعالى, he did not say ذلك كتاب لا ريب فيه. He did not, Allah, he did not say in Surah Al-Baqarah ذلك كتاب. Because if Allah say ذلك كتاب without alif al-lam, it could be Bukhari, it could be tafsir, it could be. But when Allah, he mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah ذلك الكتاب لا ريب في الكتاب. Al-Kitab, all of us, we know which book is Al-Quran. You got it? So when the Prophet ﷺ, he said here in the hadith, rahmukallah, when the Prophet ﷺ said, then he follow the months with a 6 days. ثم أتبعه بست. He did not say ثم أتبعه with a six. الستة أيام. ال. He did not say. He said what the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith say, then he follow with a 6 days. Possible to be the first 6 days. Possible to be the middle of the month 6 days. Possible to be the last 6 days in Ramadan. So you have option to start from the beginning after Shawwal, after Ramadan, to finish the first 6 days, or to finish the to carry pieces. My question, if I carry pieces, I wake up in the morning, in the morning for early before Fajr, and it was the day of Al-Jum'ah. And I have intention, this day is my day off. You know, most of us, Sheikh Abdul Rahman, we love to fast the day when we are what? Working or exactly or off? Huh? Which one is, which way is comfortable for you? When you are off or you're working? Right. Suppose is my day off in the week is Friday. Somebody woke up before Fajr. Let me go and eat suhoor. I'm going to fast the Jum'ah to be considered one of the 6 days of Shawwal. Only the Jum'ah. As you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said about the Jum'ah and Saturday. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Man sama minkum al-Jum'ah," whoever fasts the Jum'ah, specified day, only the Jum'ah, "fala yasum," he cannot fast, "illa an ta'ti bi yawmin qablahu aw yawmin ba'da," except you bring a day before or a day after. If I need to fast the Jum'ah, particularly in Jum'ah, according to the Sunnah, your messenger told you, no, don't fast the Jum'ah by itself. But if you need to fast the Jum'ah, Sheikh Abdullah, you have to bring one day before, you fast Thursday and Friday, or Friday and Saturday. Is that the Sunnah, right? We know that. Right. Can I wake up? My question again, for Shawwal, my day off is Friday, and I need to take advantage, and I need to take a great chance to fast Friday only, but Saturday I'm going to work, I'm not gonna fast Saturday, I will fast only Friday to be considered one of the 6 days in Shawwal. Can I do that? That is another question. Option. Opinion. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless this jama'ah to bring the question which the community needed all the time. Alhamdulillah, to feed us, to learn together about the important question which the Muslim doesn't have any idea about it. Therefore, Allah open this place. It's a mercy from Allah to sit down together and remind each other about the true fiqh. Because if you're taking this question, and this is your homework, take this question and go ask the imams of the masjid, you're gonna find 100 answers. But what is the sunnah, Sayyidina Sheikh? You know, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, in order to pray, to fast Friday, you must bring one day before or one day after. طيب. We are in Shawwal now. 6 days of Shawwal. I work, my day off is Friday. Can I fast Friday only?
Yes, no. Yes.
And I consider this day considerable, one day of Shawwal, or I have, in order to do that, I must fast Saturday or Thursday with Friday. Okay. Anybody else?
Because in Shawwal,
you
cannot have 6 Friday. So if you say you're
going to
fast only Friday, you
cannot miss the Easter. Hi. Salah Rasulullah. Again, if we say, let me give you to move you to another area. Arafah comes in Friday. And Arafah recommended to do that, to do what in Arafah? Fasting, right? Can I fast? And Arafah is Friday, Sheikh Yusuf. Can I fast only Friday? Or in order to fast Arafah, I have to have Thursday with it, or Saturday with it. Or I could go and fast only the day of Arafah, which is Friday only, and that's it. Can I do that?
Yes.
JazakAllah khaira. Ashura.
Yes.
Ashura came also in Friday. Can I fast only Ashura for Friday? Yes, same thing for Shawwal. It's different than you voluntarily Take a day, any day you want in the week. And you want, you feel, you want fast Friday. We tell you, no, my brother, stop, because this is voluntarily, it's come from you, it is contribution, so you must bring one day before or one day after. You got it? Clear, my brother, inshallah. I need you to take this ilm, this knowledge, and move it and transfer it to the brothers. When you sit with the brother in the masjid, instead that you discuss with him and you discuss with him, hey brother, did you see the last movie? Oh, this is action, is very nice. Just to bring this question, inshallah, and feed your brother, feed your wife, feed your sister, in order to learn where you are from the Islam, inshallah. The Prophet, when he mentioned about fasting Friday only, voluntarily, contribution, any day you wake up and you find Friday, can I fast this day? It's not in Shawwal, it's another month after Shawwal, it's not Arafah, it is not Ashura. Alright, can I do that? No, you must bring one day before or one day after. But the Prophet ﷺ, he told you, whoever fasts Ramadan and follow with another 6 days of Shawwal, that means you are open to choose any day in the month of Shawwal, even if it will be Friday and that's your day off, and you feel like you fasting Friday only, you can go ahead, inshallah ta'ala. Clear? Still confused? But I'm gonna ask you another question and wake up with me. Hi. As you know, the Prophet ﷺ, he highly recommended all of us to fast how many days in every Arabic month? Wake up with me. 3, 14. Okay, Sheikh Abdullah said 13, 14, 15. Hi. If I fast these 6 days of Shawwal, this is gonna give me a reward, and Allah give me credit like I fasted 3 days of the month of Shawwal. Because in Shawwal we're gonna face two things. 6 days, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned it. Below the 6 days, 6 days, what else?
3 days.
If I fast these 6 days, it will cover these 3 days in Shawwal, and Allah will consider me, if I fast only 6 days, Allah will give me credit for the other 3 days in the month.
Yes.
Sheikh Abdullah, he said no. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. طيب. Anybody else? You understand me? The question, Sheikh Yusuf.
No.
Okay. The Prophet recommend us to fast 6 days from Shawwal. Put this aside. Same thing. The Prophet ﷺ recommended me. I recommended that I fast how many days in every Arabic month?
3.
Right. If I fast these 6 days of Shawwal, in order to get a credit for the whole year that I fasted the whole year, do I have a credit for the other 3 days, or I have to fast, I still have to fast another 3 days because this is the Arabic month? Or if I fast the 6 days, it will give me credits and cover the other 3 days from the Arabic month. You got the question? You clear it or not clear it?
Yeah,
covered. I've covered. So I don't need, it's enough for me to fast the 6 days, right? And Allah will give me the credit like I fasted 3 days in the Arabic months. Hi, Sheikh Abdul Rahman said this thing. Think so. How about the Sheikh Saeed be with like opposition bar and Sheikh Saeed? Tell him something away. Hi, Salah Rasulullah. Yes, Sheikh. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Abdul Rahman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What about ya Sheikh Abdul Rahman, if I fasted the first 6 days of Shawwal? And as Sheikh Abdullah, he said 13 and 14 and 15. Still a delay, different time. I still have the credit? Yes. You know why? Because most of us believed It should be if you need to fast 3 days from the Arabic months, should be 13 and 14 and 15. Is wrong. Hadith Aisha. Hadith Aisha. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم 3 أيام من كل شهر عربي. The authentic hadith that Aisha mentioned in Muslim and Imam Ahmad wa Tirmizi بسند صحيح عن عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها, she said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to fast 3 days from every Arabic month. So sometime he fast the first in the first 10 days of the month, he fasted these 3 days. And sometime he fast in the middle of the month 13 and 14 and 15. And sometimes he fast the last 10 days of the Arabic month. Therefore, if I fast 6 days of Shawwal, consider yourself like you going also with niyyah to fast the 3 days in the beginning of the month to make it equal to the first day of the 6 days of Shawwal. If you want to move the 6 days of Shawwal to the middle of the month of Sha'ban, it will cover the 13 and 14 and 15, and Allah will give you double rewards. Like you pray, you fast for Shawwal, and like you fast the 3 days and the evidence too. Sheikh Abdullah, let me ask a question. Wake up with me, Sheikh Saeed. Wake up with me. Somebody meet his wife in Friday before Fajr or after Fajr. In order to go for Salat al-Jum'ah, he must do that. To do what? To do what, Sheikh Saeed? Ghusl. Bless that. Every one of us from the Sunnah, before you go to Jum'ah in general, you taking what? Shower also, ghusl. For what? Call it ghusl what? For Jum'ah. But somebody, he meet his wife in Friday before Fajr or after Fajr, it depends. If you are young, mashallah, you're gonna make it before Fajr and after Fajr. If you are an old man, actually like me and Sheikh Saeed, sometime we don't look for Friday at all. So by anyway, now you meet your wife on Friday, and also you need to make ghusl for the Jum'ah. If you go for one ghusl, it will carry what? The ghusl for both, and Allah will give you what? Double reward for that. Reward because you're going to take a shower because you need to purify yourself from the impurification because you meet your wife, and the ghusl for what? So Allah give you double reward for this. InshaAllah ta'ala. You got it? InshaAllah. Therefore, yes, the 6 days if you fasted and you have the intention, the niyyah, oh Allah give me the credit for the 3 days also in this Arabic month Shawwal, Allah will give you double reward. Reward for 6 days of Shawwal, plus Allah will consider you like you fast another 3 days in the month of Sha'ban. So the total reward is not 6 days. It will be how many days, Sheikh Yusuf? 9 days. See how is Islam and perfect Islam? Allah, if He give you, He gonna give you the credit of 9 days of Shawwal, and you, no matter fact, you fast only 6 days of Shawwal. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the most merciful, the one who give and distribute all His mercy and His reward, inshaAllah ta'ala. The brother asked me yesterday, but ya Sheikh, we have something. Azan inshaAllah ta'ala.
الله أكبر أشهد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم بسنة له الدين. Brother asked me yesterday in one of the other masjid, tell me, Sheikh, but you concentrate in these 6 days and 13 and 14 and 15 or 3 days from every Arabic month, Ashura, Arafah. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن أفضل الصيام صيام داود كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of fasting, the fasting of داود عليه السلام, he used to fast one day and eat another day, the day after. What about if I fast like داود? Fast like Dawood. Ya akhi, arhamuk Allah. You may feel that you are strong now and you are able to fast. Siyamu Dawood. Because to fast one day and eat the second day and fast the rest of your life is going to be hard. You told me, what about if I fast and forget about 6 days of Shawwal, forget about the other 13, 14, 15, if I start and fast a day and I break my fast, day and I break my fast, day I break my fast, it will be cover everything. And I'm able to do that. And I advise your brother, don't. Because you are not Dawood, number one. The Prophet is saying in a hadith, إِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الصِّيَامِ صِيَامُ دَاوُودِ. The best of fasting, the fasting of Dawood. He did not tell Sheikh Saeed or Sheikh Yusuf or Sheikh Usman or Brother Abdullah. لها. He said, أفضل الصيام, the best of the fasting is the fasting for who? Dawood alayhi salam. Remind me by what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. Amr ibn al-As is a great Sahabi. His son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is a great scholar for this ummah. You know, as we agree before, 5 scholars for this ummah call it Al-Abadiyah. Abd started, their name started with Abd. And all of them, they became a scholar of the Islam. Habrul Ummah wa Alimu Abdullah ibn Abbas. The greatest scholar, the greatest scholar, Mufti wa Alim al-Madina, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Aba Abdullah, his nickname Aba Abdullah, the great scholar in the Muslim Ummah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of Asma, his aunt Aisha. Al-Zubayr, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, his father. And the last one, number 5, is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As.
the great scholar who opened Egypt and Africa Islamically, Amr ibn al-As. His son Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, his father Amr ibn al-As married him, a girl from Quraysh, from a good family, famous family, rich family, honor family. So Amr ibn al-As found a daughter from Quraysh, and he made his son Amr ibn al-As to marry this girl. So he married her. So Amr ibn al-As, Sheikh Sa'id, in the morning he went to the house of his son to check his son. What did he do? Did he do well or not? He came to the house of Abdullah, his son, Ibn Amr ibn al-As. And he came to the girl, his wife. Said, hey, assalamu alaikum, my daughter. Wa alaikum assalam, ya uncle. What Abdullah did with you yesterday? What did he do with you yesterday? غلط والله father. Amr ibn al-As is a great man. He knows where is his Lord. He spent the whole night making tahajjud in the whole night. And he doesn't know where is our bed. Look at the woman, politely. And he became in the morning fasting. Somebody has a wedding. He stayed the whole night pray, subhanallah, and he fasted the second day, and he's married. Abdul Amr ibn al-As, his father, he get mad. He came and grabbed him from his shirt. His shirt. قال زوجتك من امرأة ذات شرف ونسب وتتركها الليل كله. I let you marry a girl from honored family, from a rich family, from a good family, and you left her the whole night. Said, oh my father, I was busy with my Lord. This is the night to be busy with your Lord. I praise Aisha, and it's enough for you. But he spent the whole night. He took him to Rasulullah sallallahu and he met him. Qala ya Rasulullah, I let him marry a daughter from Quraysh, good family and so, and he did not meet his wife. His wife is still virgin. The Prophet ﷺ smiled and started to ask Abdullah, the son. قال يا عبد الله كم تقرأ القرآن? How often you finish the Quran? How often you finish the Quran? فقال عبد الله أقرأه كل يوم مرة. I finish the whole Quran every day. Where we are, ya Sheikh? Where we are? We already put the Quran in a shelf for vacation. Assalamu alaikum, I see you next to Ramadan. Right or not? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, I finish reading the Quran every single day. قال يا عبد الله اقرأه في الشهر مرة. It's enough for you to finish the Quran once a month. Look what Abdullah said. قال يا رسول الله استطيع. I could do better than that. قال يا عبد الله اقرأه في الشهر مرتين. Read the Quran and finish the Quran twice a month. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, ya رسول الله I could do better than that. قال يا عبد الله اقرأه في الأسبوع مرة. Finish the Quran every week. فقال عبد الله ابن I could do better than that يا رسول الله. قال يا عبد الله اقرأه كل ثلاث مرة. Read the Quran every 3 days, finish it, and don't ever go less than that. Because some of us, you could take the Quran, and if you need an agenda to finish the Quran every day, it's not a recitation of the Quran. It's not a recitation. You are a writer. لا يا أخي. When you read the Quran, you read the Quran in a proper way. الذين يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به. Those who recite it in a proper way, with rule of the recitation, they believe it, the Quran. Then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he took the advice from the Prophet sallam, and he finished the Quran every 3 days. Then the Prophet sallam asked him, "Qala ya Abdullah, kam tasum? How often you fast?" فقال عبد الله أصوم كل يوم. I fast every day. So therefore, we remember when he married the girl, what did he do? He fasted the second day and he forgot his wife. يا عبد الله, how often you fast? He said, I fast every single day. قال يا عبد الله صم في الشهر ثلاثة أيام. Fast 3 days a month, Arabic month. قال رسول الله أستطيع. I could do better than that. قال يا عبد الله ثم الاثنين والخميس. Fast Monday and Thursday from every month. Monday, ذلك يوم ولدت فيه. Monday I was born. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was born in what? Monday. Thursday, ذلك يوم تجمع فيه كل الأعمال وترفع إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. The collection of the whole deed of the whole all your deeds weekly, every Thursday all your deeds will be raised to Allah in every Thursday. And the Prophet is saying, and I love that my deed to be accepted while I'm what? Fasting. Because when you are fasting, all your deed is accepted, all your dua is accepted, all your sadaqat is accepted, the Quran is accepted, the salah is accepted, everything will be accepted while you're fasting. Ya Abdullah, the Prophet ﷺ gave him the advice now. But Abdullah, he continued saying, I said, better than that, I could do better than that. Better than 3 days a month, better than Monday and Thursday. فقدم ده بروفيس صلى الله عليه وسلم يطلق ده حديث قال إن أفضل الصيام صيام داود كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. The best of fasting, the fasting of who? داود. He used to eat one day and fast the second day, and then he eat and fast day after day. Then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet, he give him not to be extremist in your deen, because maybe you find yourself, you are able to do it now, but later on, what you gonna do? I'm gonna tell you what happened to him. قال يا عبد الله اعلم أن لله عليك حقا. He tried to organize his life, to manage his life. يا عبد الله, you must know that Allah has right over you. Give him his portion. وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. And your body also has right over you. Don't kill your body. Brother, wake up and go and work a car service 20 hours a day. Out of 20, and if you sleep for, I sleep 2 hours only. I sleep, يا أخي, يرحمك الله. Give your body rest. Give your body rest. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. And your wife, she has right over you. You must give her a right. We know our group of men, sometime we are busy, come back home, we are tired. But remember, the woman, you leave a woman behind four walls. And when she a woman, she are rested, she need a companion. She needs somebody actually to give her a right. Some of us sometimes doesn't give his right, the right for the woman for a month. And some of us for a year. I met one of the brothers, I told him, when exactly, he said, my wife back home, Sheikh Hassan, and I did not see her for 8 years. I said, what? 8 years? He said, yes. What can I do, ya akhi? I don't have the green card. 8 years, you don't meet your wife. To watching this woman, she gonna do? Wallah, a'udhu billah, you encourage the woman to fall in adultery. It's not right, ya akhi. وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your wife, she has right. We are guilty, include myself. Because they have right in the bed. Sometimes the woman, she alluring herself, make herself a beauty, and so and so, and waiting for Abdul Rahman and Ahmed. انا عبد الرحمن، انا احمد وابراهيم انتر ذا هاوس. ايه ليت مي الون جيت اوت هير، اي هاف تايم فور يو، سو تايرد، وات كان اي دو، اتس نوت وركينج. يا اخي وير شي غانا جو، وير شي غانا جو يا اخي، شي غانا جو ا باكينج؟ لا، يور وايف شي هاز رايت اوفر يو ان بيد، اند ذا وومن شي ماست انكورج هير هازباند to meet her in the bed. When I come back, it's totally different to my house, and I found a woman meet me and all her clothes, the same clothes she wear the whole day in the kitchen. Smell of garlic and onion. You're not gonna love her. Smelling teeth without brushing teeth. لا. The woman, she must do the best in order to connect her husband with her. Doesn't leave him. Because we need the men, they need a compassion, mercy, lovely woman, smile in his face. And the man also, he has to do the same thing for the wife. So the Prophet ﷺ, he told him, فَأَعْطِي لِكُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. Give the right for each one of them. Allah, he has right over you. Worship him and pray the salah on time, pray the tahajjud, pray the watr, pray the nafilah, pray the sunnah. And your body has right over you to keep it and secure it, make it strong, and don't damage your body by too much work or drugs or alcohol or anything like that. It's trust. Allah give you this body temporary to see what you're going to do with your body. And your wife, she has right over you. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, after 30 years, after the Prophet ﷺ died, passed away, 30 years. He sit down one day and he cried too much. The companion came and asked him, why Abdullah, why you cry? Because he said, one day the messenger of Allah, he came and asked me to read the Quran every month. I told him, I could do better than that. Twice a month, I could do better than that. 3 days, finish the Quran. I found to finish the Quran today difficult for every 3 days. And the Prophet ﷺ told me to fast only 13, 14, 15 or 3 days from every Arabic month, or to fast Monday and Thursday. I told the messenger from 30 years ago, I could do better than that. Then I start to fast like Dawood. Fast one day. Now he only became old. He cannot fast like Dawood. So he feel guilty that he give the Prophet ﷺ a promise to fast like Dawood. Then when he getting old, he has a trouble. He found himself are not able, weak body, became old man. Don't do that. Follow the sunnah and don't be extremists. If you are young now, inshallah, follow the sunnah, because the Prophet ﷺ, he used to fast 3 days from every Arabic month, Monday and Thursday, plus Ashura, plus the day of Arafah. All this stuff, it's from the sunnah. That's what we need. Islam is a middle class, and we need from us not to be extremists in order to continue the ibad and to love it. In Taraweeh in Ramadan, we find the people praying 20 rak'ah. It's fine, alhamdulillah, mashallah, 20 rak'ah. But what happened? Wallahi, I entered the masjid. In one of this masjid, pray 20 rak'ah. I enter the masjid and to pray my eight rak'ah and leave. Because I'm going to do it like the messenger. The Prophet, he never pray more than 11 rak'ah. But alhamdulillah, you pray 20, fine, alhamdulillah. Because this is nafila in general. But the Imam leading the Taraweeh in Ramadan for 20 rak'ah. How I enjoyed my salah? Wallahi, like this. I start with him after he finished the whole Quran, and he started to bring the Baqarah. What did he do? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. الله أكبر، سمع الله لمن حمده. نكسة. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة وما رزقناهم ينفقون. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. الله أكبر، سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر، سمع الله. What is that? This is not a kind of salah. يا أخي بري إيت ركعة and take your time in recitation, take your time in ibadah, but 3 ayat and you finish the rak'ah. Pray with Sheikh Hassan. Sheikh Hassan, he pray the sunnah, 8 rak'ah and 3 watr, 11 rak'ah. That is a salah of the Prophet. But read the Quran in the right way. When you sit down behind Sheikh Hassan and you hear the Quran, you enjoy it. But this not a salah. This not a recitation of the Quran. This is not khushu'ah. There is no taqwa of Allah. And you need, alhamdulillah. What did you pray? 20 ركعة ما شاء الله. What did you learn my brother? How's your heart? لا يا أخي recite القرآن ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. Break the Quran in ترتيل. ترتيب ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Enjoy it. Enjoy. Why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said عبد الله ابن مسعود من أراد أن يقرأ القرآن غضا فليسمعه من ابن أم عبد. We need to hear the Quran the same way has been revealed to me. Listen to ابن أم عبد عبد الله ابن مسعود عبد الله ابن مسعود. Why the Prophet and Abu Bakr sit down to listen to the recitation of ابن مسعود. Take your time. That is the book of Allah. Not to eat the words. The Dhamma became Fatha. And the Fatha became Kasra. And no Tartib, no Tanween, no nothing at all. And you said, you know, I read the Quran. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala teach all of us. اللهم تقبل منا وقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها ذكها أنت خير من ذكاها اجعلنا من المتقين حقا. اللهم اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم. اللهم يا ربي أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في ليبيا وانصر إخواننا المجاهدين في سوريا وانصر إخواننا في اليمن وانصر إخواننا في أفريقيا وانصر إخواننا في أفغانستان وانصر إخواننا في العراق وانصر إخواننا في فلسطين وانصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا ارحمنا واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. And I ask you to do favor for us. Be with us in a class to learn your deen. Continue the same ibadah like Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless all the Muslim ummah and bless all the jama'ah inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
الله أكبر الله